Future. We'll be right back. I've been here for way too long. There's no sign of life and no sign of you. I'm floating in my bubble with no idea what's going on. I'm on the dark side of the moon, and I need you. Yeah, I need you.
That's all we ever do. Ever do, ever do. Thank you. You are listening to the Hip Sounds, the Now Sounds of Area 54.
And Mike with the Area 54, and that was Eric Hilton. Song's called Alma de Lisboa off of his album Impossible Silence. You know, this is getting a lot of critical acclaim, this album of his, and a lot of people kind of thanking him for going back to the old DVD Corporation style, or bringing, you know, keeping it out there. So hats off to Eric Hilton for coming out with this album. And Mike and I sure are getting a lot more mileage out of it. He's making our job a lot more easy, isn't he, Mike?
Oh, yeah. You can just throw a dart at that album.
Yep, you can. Yeah. Before that, Bent did a song called Come On Homes off the album Up in the Air. Chromatics from Portland played a song called You're No Good, also off of Closer to Gray. Bag Raiders played a track called I Need You off their album Horizons. Cha played a song called Change and started off the whole set with Groove Armada. Their new album, or their latest album, is called Edge of the Horizon. Played a song called What You Gonna Do With Your Love.
That's more of a classic Groove Armada, like one of their old style songs on that album. There's a lot of good music on that album. It's definitely one of my favorites that came out. Well, I guess it came out the end of last year. Like I said before, I've mentioned a lot. For me, the first two songs are trash, but the rest of the album is really good.
Yeah. Yep. Give it some time; it'll grow on you too.
Yeah, but that's typical for Groove Armada, right? And it's like there are some brilliant songs always, and then you're like, "Oh, what are you doing now?"
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, they do a lot of work on their music. You know, they do a lot of refinement on that. If you don't like it right away, sometimes, like Eric Hilton, this new album by him, you kind of like it right away.
It's familiar, right?
Yeah, it is familiar to us for sure.
Yeah, if you're a Thievery Corporation, old-time Thievery Corporation fan, you're gonna recognize all this music. It's not new. It's just nice.
Yeah.
It's soothing. It's like the stuff you have with a cup of tea.
It's stuff you hear on an elevator. Okay, well, maybe not. All right.
Hopefully not.
Let me walk one by.
I've heard, you know, when they started playing Lust for Life in an elevator, I thought I was like, I really didn't even know what to think.
I didn't know what to think. Yeah, they start playing, you know, tracks off of Trainspotting on an elevator. You know that it's time to move on.
Oh well. When Lust for Life came out in like what, 77 or 78? I think it was 77. If that thing was on the radio, that was really unique to be able to even hear a song like that on the radio. And now I'm listening to it in an elevator. Oh man.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
It's weird.
It's still a good song. I still like that song.
Yeah, he's still around making music too.
That's, oh, he's actually
he's gonna be like 150 or something like that. I don't know how.
Well, he's maybe a younger version of Keith Richards. You know, he's aged, but he's still a really interesting guy to listen to. He does really great interviews. He's really self-deprecating. You can tell he's a really smart guy. And we always thought he was just gonna be a drug addict that died, you know, that flamed out at an early age. But nope. He's still around. Iggy Pop.
Yeah, he probably takes the same drugs as Keith Richards. That's why he just keeps living.
Yeah. Well, I think his new drug of choice is probably, you know, in the natural foods section. I think those guys are pretty big health nuts, both of them.
Really now, maybe. I heard that Richards just stopped drinking and smoking. And so he's like, okay, you're 80 and now you're going to stop? Yeah. This will probably kill you at this point.
Yeah,
jeez.
He should keep going. Like, it's the fountain of youth. He might have been onto something. You're right.
Yeah, he's hoping that he'll die with clean lungs or something. I don't know. It's like, crazy. I don't know. Just keep a good thing going, dude.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. I guess so. All right, what are we getting everybody out of here with?
Yeah, we got some interference. This is our last set, and we're out of here, actually. So we got some interference from Keep Shelley, some Glass Candy, Lego Beast. Well, it's a classic Area 54 from back in the 90s, I think. And then Night Glitter. And we'll see you guys later.
Good night, everybody. Appreciate you guys tuning in.
All right, see ya.